I'm unstoppable.
You can't hold me down.
You can't hold me down.
Nothing is too hard.
I won't lose my faith.
I'm unstoppable.
You can't hold me down.
You can't hold me down.
Nothing is impossible. I will win this race.
Michelle.
Very nice.
I know. I love this song. I'll be at home cleaning up and stuff. Okay, I ain't cleaning up. But I'll be home listening to that song. I mean, okay. For a minute, you can tell me it wasn't my song.
I think it could be all of our songs. It's tight.
Exactly.
I like that. Wow.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. And you, ma'am?
I am doing all right. I had a long week, but I'm here.
Good, good, good. Everyone, welcome to Live and Laugh with Ms. Tanya Lewis
and Michelle.
Everyone
introducing one another.
Exactly. Well, everyone knows that you weren't here last week, and I want you to fill them in on what you were up to last Sunday.
Last week, I had three shows last weekend, so I was on the go. Oh, my gosh. So I did my first event was walking in your own shoes, because a lot of times women and men, we take on roles that don't belong to us. So it was kind of a conference for that. So I opened up for Miss Morrison, who does impersonation, Sylvia Morrison.
Yes.
So that was an honor
for
myself. Yes. And then Saturday I did a birthday party, and then Saturday night I had a comedy show in Fredericksburg. Sunday I had the opportunity to go to a bed and breakfast event, and it was remarkable. I had a busy, long, packed weekend, but I did call in and listen for a few minutes to check in on you, not to see. I know you was handling things. I heard you and everything, but good job.
Thank you so very much. I did miss you, and the breast cancer conversation went very well with Bonnie Williams and Victoria and Russell to celebrate survivors during this month of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But we're going to move on to your special guest because you have an event coming up.
Yes, on November the 9th, we have DMV's Got Talent. It's a dance and everyone gets to come out and kind of showcase their talent that God has given us, that he has all given us a gift that we can use to glorify God with. So we have a few of the participants that are going to be on the air today. We have Alfonso Wells, and we have Nakia Marie James.
Yes,
Nakia. Yes. Her song was the one that came on, and we're going to kind of end the show with her song at the end. But trust me, she is a wonderful woman of God. Sister can bless.
Yes. I was first introduced to her when she was Nakia Hooker from her original Breakout CD, P-A-R-T-Y, and I met her at Elder Vicki Johnson's Girl Talk. I was a Girl Talk addict. Every time Elder Vicki Johnson popped up, I was there in the house. And when she introduced Nakia Hooker, she introduced her as, either she said, the spiritual answer to Beyonce, or something like that.
Oh,
this little,
she jumped up on stage. I went to her concert in Woodbridge, and my son was like, she better than Beyonce. She's
come
like
on now.
Version of Beyonce, yes.
Yes, she is. She blew it away. And ever since then, my daughter's now 21 years old. She has songs on there like For Ladies Only, Tears Prayer Song. She has a song here with her father, a nice ballad called Three Words. Till this day, I have this song on every laptop I've had the CD. I listen to it all the time. She has some very nice, and I've always wondered where she has been. So I can't wait to talk to her. Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. So she's gonna be there. And then we have Alfonso Wells. He does spoken word, and he's kind of like a gospel rap artists, because now, you know, we have different ways that we can minister, some through dance, some through rap, I mean, all kind of ways. We have mad ministry. I mean, we're just taking over. Just kingdom is just taking over in different forms.
That's right. How did you meet Alfonso?
We went to the same church together.
Oh, Victory Christian is doing it. You guys got talent. Just busting loose with talent. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So where will you be next?
This weekend This weekend I'm in White Marsh, Maryland. That's downfall. And then the following week I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then the first I'm in Springfield, and then November 9th will be the first event that I'm actually hosting myself. It's because I wrote a book, as everyone knows, so the money goes to the script and the play, and we're going to have a play, and then it's actually going to be filmed. So it's exciting.
Fantastic. You're racking up the frequent flyer miles and the gas points.
Ain't no shut down over here. Ain't no shut down, girl. And that's all
that's
unstoppable.
Right.
And that made me think yesterday, the people that was in the store with the EBT card, talking about unstoppable, Lord have mercy. I mean, I was like, Lord, if one more person go off up in here. So we are blessed. We're definitely living under open heaven.
Yeah.
I heard you the other night, too, when you was doing your interview. You were all over the place, too.
Oh, yeah. I've been blessed the opportunity with a different perspective. I interviewed Shannon Wren. She's an amazing playwright. She's a survivor of domestic abuse. She was married to her husband for 24 years, and now she has the play Bound and Gagged, which you and I saw earlier this year, and I interviewed her face-to-face, and I finally got an opportunity to interview her online live. So it was fantastic. She is such a sweetheart. I met one of her daughters. She's a hairstylist by trade. She's a fantastic woman of God. Everywhere she goes, she ministers and has a fantastic, sweet spirit on her. So, yeah, that was very interesting. I love the interview with her.
Okay. And then we have my daughter, who is late and on punishment now. she does spoken word. She mimes. And she's actually our first guest, so she'll be coming on first in a minute.
Okay, great.
So pray for me, Lord. Have mercy. Forget your mama.
Your mama show? How are you going to be late for your mama show, girl? You're supposed to represent.
And I was like, let me hear what you're going to say. She better not come on with no eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Girl. She's going to bring it. If she's anything like her mom, trust me, I know that she's going to bring it, so I'm glad that she's going to be on the show. Fantastic.
Oh, she called right in time.
That's good.
Look, I was about to go to sleep. Lucky you catch me.
I'm about to go to sleep. Oh, my God.
It's nap time. And my Chipotle.
The funny runs in the family, but girl, don't you skip out on this show. You will never live it down. Trust and believe.
That's Adriel.
Is she on the line?
Yeah, she's on the line.
Jenny.
Yes?
I'll call you LaTanya for radio purposes. Mm-hmm. Girl, you know you was almost on punishment, right?
That's funny.
I don't even know.
Since someone may be listening from, hey Michelle, since someone may be listening from the Child Protective Services, I love you, boo boo.
Yes, you are such a wonderful child of God. Bless you.
Launch it. So,
okay.
You started writing poems, and tell us a little bit about yourself, LaTanya.
Oh, I'm live.
Yes,
you are. Go ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how old you are, what school you attend. Just give us a little bit of something.
Well, the great anointed Tanya Lewis is my mother. And
praise her.
I'm 17. I'm a senior. I graduate this year.
Yes.
Oh,
hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Tanya and I have been touching and agreeing on that. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Keep me in a prayer closet somewhere. Staying in a closet, I'm in a trunk playing.
Yes. So tell me, because I don't know. Tell me how you got interested. When did you first write your first poem, or when did you first start doing spoken word?
I started writing because I would have, like, a lot of problems, and I didn't know how to get rid of it in a constructive way, so I just started writing because I knew I was good at it.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. Do you remember what your first piece was called, or what was it about?
Not really. I think it was, like, because I didn't really originally start writing poetry. I wrote short stories in elementary school and then middle school, so I'm a really good English student, so... That's about it.
Okay. All right. I can just bet that you're on the road to becoming published just like your mom, so that's no doubt.
Yes, but I think I don't want to do books first. I want to start out on CDs.
Okay.
And do tracks.
That's smart. That is very smart. I got you. Oh, great idea. Okay. So, Mama, are you going to introduce your baby girl?
Okay. So, LaTanya, you have a little piece. You want to give us a little something?
Sure, Mom.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Lord, that person.
You're not on camera, so this should be easy. So, everyone, and live and laugh, we're introducing to you and to the world Miss LaTanya Lewis.
Hey. I reached the conclusion that I've become a black hole. Something's missing from my life, and I'm searching for it through everything I know. What do I know? I'm 17, trying to convince myself I'm worthy enough for the love of a king, when inside I feel like I deserve all the pain and all the hurt that my sin can bring. Living day by day inside, nothing to live for, always sitting around looking at the front door thinking, maybe, just maybe, if I walked out and never stopped walking, I wouldn't feel the hurt that attacks me because my mind would be wondering. I am unkind to everyone around me because I can't love. I hardly love myself, but you can't love someone you don't know, right? I'm lost. If you did surgery, you'll see my heart is as cold as snow. I need an escape. And I thought weed and sex was the answer, but that just brought me more of a cancer. I'm sick. I need a healer that can work miracles because I am a work on its own. Love? I feel like love gave up on me. Especially at night when the enemy tries to play with my mind and goes on a spree and tries to convince me that I'm one of his kind. I've come to the conclusion that I know all the answers to my problems. Wasn't it God who said, cast all the worries upon him and he'll give me rest? Well, I'm worried. So do I cast and that's it? At last, I'm free? No charge, no payments, no beatings, no unbearable agreements, just the free will to choose life or death, and when I mess up, my best bet is to repent and try again because my test has just begun. And he'll keep forgiving me no matter how many times I mess up because I am his child and he'll always pick me right back up. How much different can he be from the others, though, the ones inside the church that cast at the stones and criticized me like I wasn't even their brother? But in reality, I'm not too far from them. But he tells me not to judge them for they do not know what they do. So I'll just sit here and I'll be free. And when I mess up, I'll fall on my knees. And when the next person comes to me and makes me feel alone, I'll be sure to quote the word and say, he or she, without sin, please, cast the first stone.
Woo! Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Thank you, Tanya. Wow. Wow. That was wonderful. Had you ever performed that anywhere?
No, not yet. I was going to put it on my CD. That's really, I try to keep the stuff that's going to be on my CD for, like, purchasing reasons, but
okay.
One day.
Wow.
One day.
I'm going to clean your room tomorrow so I can find some of that stuff.
I love that. That really spoke to me, Tanya. That shows such maturity and your walk in Christ and what we all go through, because we all fall. And when you mention repent and get back up, I think that's something that we all need to be reminded of, that we all fall, but if we turn back to God. And when they say the word of God says that David was a man after God's own heart, I believe it's because David always repented and turned back to God and then straightened back up with God's help. That was tight. Thank you so much, Tanya. Oh, Mommy, I know you're proud.
I'm so proud. I don't even wipe the tears from my eyes. Thank you,
man.
Jenny.
No problem.
Hey, you're free to hang up now. You are released.
Dang.
Go. Go
on. Carry on.
Oh, wow. Lord Jesus.
Okay.
Our next guest is Alfonso Wells. I met him in church, and he's also a trainer. And we're going to play a little bit of his music and what he does before I actually bring him on. Give us a few seconds, and we're going to go ahead and give you a little bit of what Alfonso does, and then we'll go ahead and bring him on. We're just going to play a few seconds of it. Yeah, we're going to play a few seconds of it, fade it out, and then he'll come on.
Okay, great.
Okay. That was good. Whew. Lord, that was good.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. But you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. But there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there.
It goes out to all the single moms out there. I know it gets hard, so this one's for you. You came across a guy that you like, so I. He got you pregnant, now your thoughts, they sitting there in question. He got you wondering, what's it gonna be? Cause he not being that man taking care of his seed, but I need you to see your own worth. Your homegirls lift you up, but you still feel like cold dirt. You looking at the sky, searching for a brighter day. And you laugh, well, just so you can hide the pain. Yeah, nah, you feeling like you're lost for words. Nah, wait, you feeling like your life is cursed. Wait, chill, see, let me just say this first. Your insides would smile if you knew your worth. You're beautiful, and that's something that you need to know. And you're stronger, and that's something that you need to show. What was wrong? Well, your face, that needs to glow. That's all. See, I'm here if you need to talk. And I know that people doubt you. They really don't know about you.
Well, that's good. That is pretty good.
It is nice.
So, yeah, so we're going to welcome Alfonso with us. You there, Alfonso?
Good evening. How are you?
Hey. We need to get together and do a little something. That was good.
Did you hear the previous guest? Did you hear the previous guest?
Thank you.
Did you hear the previous guest, Alfonso?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I heard part of her.
Okay. So, Mr. Wells, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How old are you, and how long have you been at Victory Christian?
My name is Alfonso Wells. I am 26 years old, and I've been at Victory Christian since it was the other church. So it had to have been about, I want to say, 7 years. I've been there since at the Wilbur's location since it was CHCC.
Christian Hope.
Uh huh.
Okay.
So you do spoken word as well as you write, kind of like Christian rap.
Uh huh. Spoken word, Christian rap, and anything positive. So I do all three. I mean, it's all like all kind of the same thing, but you know, I always try to give a everything is positive, and everything uplifts God. If that makes sense.
So
kind of like that poem. That poem. I mean, it's Christian, but it's more positive than anything. If that makes sense. It's like then have songs that are like, you know, crying out to God at the same time. So.
Okay.
Yeah, because I heard of something that you did. You did a piece about single moms. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I actually, let's see, before my mom actually met my dad or whatever, she was a single mom. And then I know a few girls that are friends that are single moms, and I see what they go through and, you know, how strong they have to be in order, and how strong any woman has to be a single mom. So it just really influenced me to write to single moms just to encourage them, you know, keep their head up. And, you know, there's a lot of famous people that made it that had a strong single mom, like Obama or Alicia Keys, you know, Tupac, Tom Cruise. There's a lot of people who, you know, came from a single mom family, and they made it. So I just want to, you know, to encourage everybody has a single mom or has a is in a family with a single mom.
Okay. So, Mr. Wells, Alfonso, where have you performed? How long have you been a spoken word artist, and where have you performed in the DMV?
Well, I really started off with when back in high school, where I used to, I mean, I still rap, but it was more like start off as, you know, battling people in high school, and then it kind of turned into rapping, and then, you know, one time I was, I really did a lot of performances at my school when I was in college at Liberty University. I performed at Bus Boys and Poets, just different venues like that. And then also something like Bus Boys, it wasn't really seem right to go up there with music as far as like rap music. So I took this song, songs like this or other slower songs and take the beat off and make it into a spoken word style piece. And then
wow.
That's how, so like, I really don't write it to be spoken word. It just kind of comes out that way if I do it that way, if it makes sense.
Okay. I'd like to know, because you're so young, why did you choose, because everyone makes a choice, why did you choose to speak about rap in your your faith, and why not something secular? Because we have a lot of very popular secular artists like Lil Wayne and Drake and Walker Flame. I'm not hip at all, so I'm just naming a couple of people. But why did you choose to rap about, speak about your faith?
Well, I want to be first off, I'm saved. You know, I've been, God saved me through a lot. You know, my Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. So just like what Tim Tebow said, he said, you know, if you love your wife, you're going to talk about her. You know, you're married to somebody.
I know that's
why.
I know that's shitty.
You love your wife, you're going to talk about her. So it's the same thing. Like, if God helped deliver me from smoking weed, then somebody else smokes weed, then, okay, well, how can God deliver them? So, okay, well, I talk to them through music about it. So it's like, well, you know, everybody has a struggle with something. And it's like, well, okay, God delivered me, so how can he deliver you? So I talk about it, or whatever is, I would say most of my music is inspired by a life event or something that's going on around me, and then I feel like God uses me to help, you know, others. So I God gives everybody a talent, some is to play football, basketball, rap, anything, and it's like, well, glorify him through it, you know, just give him the glory through your music, and then that way, you know, I don't want to, I just personally don't, there's a lot of violence and everything going on, a lot of killings and shootings, and a lot of that is influenced by music. You know, when you turn on the radio, you turn on something, they talking about kill this person, shoot this person, and it's like, well, I don't want to do that because I'm not trying to promote that.
Yes.
Now,
do you
have your songs available for purchase? Or is this something you do?
That song is actually, I'm waiting for the video to be completed, but that'll be on YouTube. I have another song on YouTube, the one I'm about to tell you is on the Rapzilla YouTube channel. So if you would just search my name, Fonzow, then that, you will see that it's a video called No Peace. And then this video is about to be uploaded. It's from Rapzilla. So Fonzo, and then put in Rapzilla. Fonzo W, Rapzilla. You see one of my videos. And then also, the reason why I haven't put the other songs on my mixtape yet is because I'm waiting for this other video to be done. But you can also go look at that. Listen to those songs for free on my Facebook page. facebook.com/FonzoW.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Okay. I know that Tanya also shared her past with smoking weed and her deliverance. Can you share with me, as a single mom, or any other single mom or parent just listening, who have had children who have smoked weed, why did you start smoking weed? What were your issues? And tell me about your deliverance from it.
Okay. I started smoking weed when I was around 17 years old, say probably 16 years old, and I stopped at 19, and I'm 26 now, and I haven't smoked since. And basically, it just really, like, it really relaxed my mind. And there was a time that, you know, I grew up in church, there was a time that I was just being in a backslidden state, just not, you know, putting my focus on God. And then, you know, I realized that I have another song called Something, and I talk about that in that song. And basically, it's like, you know, like, at some point, you know, I really dedicated my life back to God. I had to realize that, you know, that God is relaxes me, you know, because a lot of people tend to lean on drugs and weed and everything to relax their mind, but not knowing that God does it. In the song,
yes.
I quoted, I was like, I'll quote the lyrics. It was like, I need God.
Yeah, give
I need
us a little something,
today.
Right?
Leave me
yeah,
in
give
the
us
day.
A little something. Yeah, can you share some of that? I would like, that's what my next question, our next question was, could you please share some of that piece with us?
Okay. I'll say the whole second verse. It was like, God, I need peace throughout the day. Lead me through the day. It used to be the weed that would alleviate the pain, but take the pain away. I need to fill out home, and I got to do what's right. But all I know is wrong, and you always hold me down, so I know it won't be long. But sometimes I'm in the crowd, and I still feel I'm alone. But I know you're there, and you told me not to fear, but see, at times I still am scared. You show me what is real, and see, at times I'm even there. You show me what is real, and I know you're always there. And that's part of the, that's most of the 16 right there. And it's just saying that, I need peace to, you know, God gives us the peace that surpasses all understanding. And, you know, I don't need peace. I don't need weed in order to have peace in my peace and relaxation anymore.
Yeah.
So
I know that's
well,
right.
Thank you. Michelle done told all my business. He delivered me from that too.
Well, it's in your book.
I know.
Like I'm outing her or something.
I was a child. I tried the most time, but I was mostly high. Lord have mercy. God is good. God
yes,
is good.
He is. I'm blessed, Mr. Wells, well, Alfonso, because at your age to have experienced that and talk in your rap, you just said, at a crowd, I still feel alone, because I think that a lot of believers, as we as believers can easily feel that way when we're in a crowd of people that's doing one thing, that just because everybody's doing it doesn't make it right. So I appreciate that piece. I like that. I really like that. So, and I also looked you up on YouTube. So I'm going to be checking out your No Peace. Yeah, featuring Prominence. I like that. Okay.
It's actually for the Wale beat. It's a Wale. It's a I forgot the name of that song. Ambition. And you know, I guess we like, you know, I heard the song and then I heard the beat. I like that beat. And I was like, well, you know, it's a popular song. Let's see if we can, you know, take the beat and see if we can make it our own song and see, you know, if this time for God, giving, you know, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still the same thing. Like, it's like that you'll listen to it. It's about, you know, it's about people in the street or whatever who, you know, like they're like killing people, shooting people because they don't have any peace. And it's like, for example, somebody gets let's say somebody grows up in a poor neighborhood. They don't have anything. They're always robbing. They're 18. They get caught stealing. And then, okay, well, then they can't get a – they get caught stealing, get in jail, and then they can't get a job because they have a felony. So then they got to go back to stealing and selling drugs and all of that. And it's just like, well, it's like a circle. And you can't – so, like, they don't have peace or, like, you know – like, right now you have the government – and you have people who the EBT cards are, you know, not working or people not getting any money. Well, okay, well, what can they get their money from? Or what can they, you know, so like people who like, there's some people who resort to stealing and doing stuff like that because it seems like in their head that they don't have another way out. And we're just letting them know that there is a way out. There is not just, you don't have to resort to just that.
Amen.
We want to thank you for stopping by. I'm definitely going to post your information on the page. And I look forward to seeing you on the 9th. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, Alfonso.
You're welcome.
All right. Now we're going to bring on our last and final guest, which is Nakia Marie Jones. And she's our guest artist. Oh, my gosh. I'm just so excited. Nakia, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Tell everybody where you just came from.
Oh, I just came from Bowie State University. I had to sing for the homecoming, and it was truly a blessing. God really moved. Yeah.
Wow.
It was awesome. And they have the bomb choir, and they had some awesome talent. They had a mime group. It was amazing. So I'm just so excited right now. So.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. Can I say, and I'm not sure if you heard, I met you. Do you remember when you were at Elder Vicki Johnson's Girl Talk years ago?
Yes, I do.
Oh, let me tell you something, Miss Lady. You came out with your CD, Party, P-A-R-T-Y, and I was there with my daughter, and your father was there. You blew me away, and Elder Vicki Johnson called you, the Christian answer to Beyonce. And your CD, I'm serious, your CD has been on every laptop that I've had, and I've had it in my car all these years, and I've always thought about you. You are the bomb. The way that you stood up for chastity and virginity and purity, I really have loved your life. Thank you so much for what you stand for. Yeah.
Oh, that is such a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we were just talking about when we went to Bowie, and the kids were like, nobody's talking about what you're talking about, and I think they were very much, like, changing their mindset. And so it was just a blessing to be able to be there. And even for you and your daughter, that's awesome. And that means so much to me.
Wow.
Well, needless to say, I'm a little bit late on that waiting thing. But you definitely encouraged me now on my walk and stuff. So you really encouraged me.
It's okay. It's
better
late than never. That's all.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. We're born again.
I mean,
we've
had long enough to start over. So,
yes. Born again version. That's right. You go ahead.
Man. And we were talking about before you came on. We were talking about like you are like Beyonce. I mean, you're like the version of Beyonce. But I came to your live concert and saw you moving across the stage. Even my 13-year-old, he was like, "Wow, she's like Beyonce."
Yes. Yes.
Well, we didn't leave a guy for Beyonce money now.
Oh, girl, trust me.
Yes,
you definitely have it coming.
Your treasures are stored up in heaven, I'm telling you, just by the lyrics. Like, for ladies only, when you said, don't try to step at me, acting like you know me, playing
all those crazy lines, boy, I ain't got no time.
I love that song. I'm telling you too. I love it.
I'm available for backup. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I always told you way back. Whatever you want to say back.
Wow.
I'll be wrong.
So I didn't know you when you said you're married now.
Yes.
How long have you been married? And because you stood for purity, I would love to hear the story of how you met your husband and how did you know that he was the one?
Oh, Lord. He's here, too. Say hi, Ryan.
Oh.
Say hello. Don't act like that.
Oh, he is so anointed. That's why I say it's good to wait on the man that God has for you. I watch him.
Oh, say
and,
hi.
I mean,
hi.
I'm telling you, Michelle.
Yeah.
Girl, he was threatened. He went up there and took the towel. She looked at something, and he went up and took her water. I mean, he knew things that was going to take place before. I'm telling you, he is all the same. I look at them. They are walking hand in hand.
Oh, wow. I guess he's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Before he even gets to the car, the door is open. I was like, look at that.
No, that's right.
No, that's all right.
So,
tell the story.
Yeah, please. So what happened was, when I had wrote the song for Ladies Only, and just I really had I won't say a list, but I had a prayer of what I was believing God for, because I didn't want the testimony of being a virgin and have to not have a nice looking husband. I was like, God, you know, I don't want to just have I love his heart, man. So okay. I really put a list, and I just believe God, and I actually found a picture of someone that I had wanted him to look like, and then I had put the physical, and then I put the spiritual side, and I just left it, and I put it before God, and people was like, you're just doing too much, and I said, no, I'm believing. I trust God, and he's going to give me the desires of my heart. So actually, my parents had started a church in Maryland, and when they were best friends with his parents, we actually knew each other when we were little, like little kids. So, but we hadn't seen each other for a long time. So they started the church, and it was on Mother's Day, and his mom came to my parents' church and invited him to come, and I didn't know it was him when I saw him, but when I was there, I looked back, and I was just like, that's him, that's him.
Wow.
I just kept saying, I was like, what? That's the one. And
he was on the vision board?
Yeah, I just knew. I was like, that's him. I went up to him, and I was like, and my mom was like, that's Ryan, that's the one from when you were little, that's Miss Janet's son, was his mom's name. So I was like, oh my goodness. So after that, we talked, and then we exchanged numbers, and then the rest is history. He knew I was the one. Like, it took him a couple weeks, and he was like, you're my wife. And I was like, hey, you're my husband. So
wow.
It was definitely a spiritual God thing, because we was just like, this just doesn't make any sense in the natural. It was just all God. And we've been married 3 years now, and it's just been awesome. And God definitely exceeded my expectations. And so it's definitely even more of an encouragement, because most of the young people say, if you're still a virgin at a certain age, then it would have been difficult for me to stand with you. But we, you know, they definitely even more so say, wow, you know, look at the stand. And I was like, God will honor it. You know, you're obedient. He honors it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely an encouragement, you know, for others. And I'm definitely blessed to have my husband who loves God. He fears God. He prays over me, for me. I mean, he's just a blessing. The dream come true. So.
Yeah. Wow.
True
love.
So
keep hope alive.
Yes, keep hope alive. Wow, that's such a testimony to your faith, because as you've grown into as an older young woman, from when I first met you and was introduced to your music, so much in the world has changed. It seems like sex is talked about in every commercial, from craft dressing to sex. So
yeah.
How, just really on a real life, you know, Mary Mary song, I'm walking, how did you, on a day-to-day basis, really walk out your faith and your purity?
Well, definitely having examples before me. My sister and I are 13 years apart, and she was married as a virgin, and her husband was a virgin. And for me, it was having that example before me to say, I mean, her wedding was paid for, her dress was paid for, the food was paid for. Like, it was, she got so much. People were just giving her whatever she wants. And I was like, wow. And she always was saying to kids, if you stand, you know, God honors that. And I was like, okay. And I was, you know, 13 when she got married. And she definitely had a big part to play in me remaining abstinent and seeing the end result and how God blessed her and her husband. And I was like, wow. Because my parents weren't virgins. They was far from. You know, and so it was definitely having a standard before me and definitely seeing what God was doing in her life. And then also having friends, you know, godly friends that I could call and say, girl, it's a little rough today. You know,
yeah.
I need you to come over here and we need to talk. And just be able to have those friends who's not going to push you to do the wrong. And my friends definitely was like, girl, you know, there's so much in you. Don't do it. Don't give it in. And even dealing with relationships and dealing with guys when I was dating that they said they respected, then they would try me. And
yeah.
I was like, no, you know, I'm not going out like that. And then,
yeah.
you know, they would break up with me and I would get down on myself like, this ain't working. This ain't cool. I'm just going to be lonely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Going
through that whole phase because, you know, men, they just want sex. And if you ain't doing it, you something
yeah.
gay. You know, they was like, well, you must
yeah.
be gay. And I'm just like,
yeah.
okay, drive the car before you drive it. And I'm like,
well,
no.
Exactly. That's what I was telling them. And that's what
yeah.
I even hear that from older women. Not saying
yeah.
I'm older or anything, but women, they talking about, well, we need to test drive it. And I'm like, God knows what you like.
And I told him about that too.
Wow. Trust me, God knows what I like.
God knows. Trust me, He knows what you need, what you want. You know, He's not gonna put His children out there to stand for something that He's ordered us to
yeah.
stand. Just dish you or kick you to the curb, and be like, well, here you go. I'm gonna just give you old Mo. No, He's gonna give
Thank
you.
You.
He's gonna
yeah.
hook you up. He's gonna give you the whatever you desire. I believe it.
You know, give me a Toyota knowing I like a Cadillac. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Where can we find your music, your website, and where can we find your CDs?
You can find my CD on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. It's Faith Up for the Journey is the title. And also, I'm getting ready to release a new single in about 3 weeks. It's Unstoppable, and it's a new single. And you can find me on Facebook under Nikia Marie. That's Nikea Marie. And you can follow me on Twitter at Nikia Marie 313.
I'm it's such an honor that you're even coming to do my event. I'm so happy and excited.
You know you, my girl. I'd do anything for you.
I'm not the only one. I just wanted you to say it on radio. She got you locked in.
I got you. And I love you guys so much.
I love you too. Well, thank you so much. And we're actually going to close this show out with your song so everybody can hear your song.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And we're going to continue to play it. So thank you for being a guest. Enjoy your husband.
Michelle,
yeah. We just look at each other tonight. I'm about to go to Target and give me some newspaper and just do my vision board again. I know that's right.
That's
crazy.
Right, honey.
Wow.
You're crazy. But I love y'all and you have a good
one. I love you too.
And
we're about to close out with this song.
Thank
and
you
I'll listen
so
to the website where everyone can find it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Oh, Lord, we need help.
Wow.
Michelle, that was good. Girl,
that was
I have stuff on my vision board. I ain't seen nothing yet. Lord have mercy.
Well,
I got tall, dark, and chopper. I see short, light skin, and bald.
See, that's the reason why it's walk by faith and not by sight.
But that means I need to see something that's going to look good in my sight, too.
I think he's going to make it a little bit tempting to our, you know, our other senses, you know, our hearts and what we need. Because he tells us to delight ourselves in the Lord and he'll give us the desires of our heart. So what we may be looking for, you know, can be quite
different.
Oh, I'm not
looking. Girl, I'm messing
yeah.
around. I always got to be one that kind of those scriptures at you. And so she's just a single
No, trust me. When you've been in the lion's den and been tried, because I have such
girl, I've been in the lion's den. The tiger
yes. the bear, lions and tigers and bears. Oh,
Girl.
Wow.
So I really enjoyed the guests that we had. I'm so excited for my upcoming show. I'm just happy. I'm just sitting here just grinning. I got
good,
my little grin on. So we're actually
I'm gonna list everyone on our Live and Laugh Facebook page. We have information about the guests, their bios, and where you can find their music and their upcoming events. We're actually gonna go ahead and end the show with Nakia Marie's song "Unstoppable."
Amen.
So
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your evening, and we're gonna close out with this song. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
You can't hold me down.
You can't hold me down.
Nothing is too hard.
I won't lose my faith.
I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
You can't hold me down.
You can't hold me down.
Nothing is possible.
I will win this race. You can't hold me down.
I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
You can't hold me down.
'Cause I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.